Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting firm where we teach people how to use real estate to build a second stream of income. This is both through active investing, and probably about 80% of the members of Total Wealth Academy are doing simply passive investing, where they do really nothing. They just put up their money and buy apartment complexes and somebody else manages them. So it's a completely passive investment. And again, that's about 80% of the members. But 20% of the members are new, or they don't have money to invest passively. So they do active, either wholesaling, flipping, single family rental, and so on. But they all have the same goal: get enough passive income that it meets and exceeds your wants and needs. That would be your bills. And I generally recommend two times bills. If your bills, everything from car note, house note, garbage, gas, electric, everything, are $5,000 a month, then get $10,000 a month in passive income before you quit or change jobs. Some of the students, as soon as they have their bills paid, they start looking for a different job. And this is usually people who are very dissatisfied in their career. They either work for a boss who's a jerk, or they just don't like what they do. They're just unhappy. It is okay to be happy. In fact, if you study this, I love to refer to the Dalai Lama, because he makes it very clear that the purpose of life is to be happy. But he warns you, there's a catch to it. You're not going to be happy if you're not helping and serving other people. This could be, think about the happiest times in your life: serving your spouse, serving your kids, serving your clients, your boss, it's all about the joy of helping other people get what they want. And then, because we're in a capitalist society, there's a side effect to that. If you help enough other people get what they want, you get what you want. That was coined by Zig Ziglar. So that's what Total Wealth Academy does. We teach people how to build a second stream of income. And this is really the only business model that seems to be working. The concept of saving your way to retirement and then praying to your God to kill you before you run out of money after you retire is not a really good way to live. When you build these second streams of income, they come in for your life, and it's legacy based. You get to leave those income streams to your children or other loved ones. It's a wow. All I can tell you is it's a great lifestyle to have multiple streams of income. Probably the highest quality of lifestyle I can imagine. I've got a good friend, Steve, who's a member of Total Wealth Academy, who emailed me. So I'm going to start the show off answering this question. What Steve asks is, he's basically saying, look, Steve, I'm already in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 passive deals. With so many new deals coming up at Total Wealth Academy, should we utilize a smaller group of syndicators or look and research every deal, regardless of the syndicator? Well, this is a tough question to answer, because there's no way to answer it perfectly. I can't see the future, but But I will tell you this. I like multiple syndicators in my basket of real estate. I don't like diversification the way the average American uses it. But I do like to have multiple eggs, plural, in my basket. And then I spend my life making sure nobody kicks over my basket. But my focus is real estate, and all my eggs are real estate. The only concern I have, Steve, is it sounds like, based on the names of the syndicators you've given me, you're all apartments. Every one of these deals appears to be an apartment complex. The only thing I would do differently, because you've already diversified, you've got one, two, three, four, maybe six different syndicators that you're involved with. So I think you've got diversification within your basket, but it's all apartments. I would like to see what I would do. I would pay close attention to the self-storages coming out. I would pay very, very close attention to the senior living deals coming out. And maybe add, if you're going to do a few more passive investments, maybe add a couple self-storage and add senior living. Now, if you don't understand those two classes, let me tell you what happens. In a perfect world, every apartment complex would have a small self-storage attached to it. Why? Because when the downturns come and people lose their homes, they move into the apartments. So Steve, I know you know that, and you're going, yeah, so rents go up. What are those people doing with their stuff? They're coming out of 2,500 square foot homes, going into a 1,200 square foot apartment. What are they doing with their stuff? They're renting self-storage. So at the same time that rents are going up in apartments, rents are going up in self-storage as well. And their NOIs are going up. Their values are going up. It's almost identical to real estate. So they tie together. I think it's just a great thing to own both. But then we say senior living. This one's so simple, it's ridiculous. Is Americans' average age getting older or younger? The average age of Americans is going up, way up. Senior living is going to explode if it hasn't really already begun to explode. And I think it has, to be honest with you. The senior living syndicator that we have has internal rates of return in the 40s on every deal. So it's a phenomenal other class of real estate investing that makes massive amounts of money. And it's going to continue to grow because America is aging. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are about to go into something that I hit on Friday's show and actually got a tremendous amount of response. And it's something that I discuss on a regular basis, but I think having an actual case study of this is helping people to understand it and recognize it in their own lives. And it comes, let me start off by saying this. The rich have it backwards. The rich have it backwards. And that's the way you should have it. See, it gets your attention. It's like, oh, the rich are doing something wrong. No. They do everything backwards compared to 95% of Americans. And what I'm referring to is assets versus liabilities. Let me give you this case study, and you'll see what I mean. First, we have to understand that 95% of Americans suffer from exposure, manipulation, from a little guy called the instantaneous gratification monkey. He lives in your head. He's the one that wants you to buy the more expensive car now. He's the one that wants you to buy the bigger house in the better neighborhood now. Or the fancier clothes now, the fancier watch now. He wants you to do it now. Why is this guy so powerful? The reason is he knows how to manipulate a drug called dopamine. It's produced in your brain. If you're not familiar with dopamine, think about the last time you made love. That's dopamine in a big way. But even when you're watching your favorite football team play and your favorite quarterback throws a touchdown pass and you jump up and down, guess what that is? Dopamine. But did you know that spending money releases dopamine too? Every time you go to Amazon.com, every time you go to the mall, every time you go to the dealership and you purchase something, that little monkey releases dopamine and you feel great. Hoarders. Why do they hoard? Because they get a massive dopamine rush every time they buy something and store it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it does to them. Problem. If you allow the instantaneous gratification monkey to control your life, that it is literally financially impossible to succeed. And I can prove it. It's impossible to succeed financially. The other day, I'm sitting with a friend of mine. Now, I'm changing this up. This could be a woman, could be a guy. I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to embarrass anybody. And I really won't, I guess, because I'm going to tell you, this individual is brilliant. They're an accountant. So this is a brilliant person doing idiotic things to satisfy the instantaneous gratification monkey. I'll say she. Because I'm going to just confuse everybody. We'll choose she. I'm not saying it is a woman. Whatever. Gets a raise. $70,000 a year. Now, that's a massive raise. But this person makes a massive amount of money. So, boom, that's cool. Gets a $100,000 bonus. Okay. Now, $70,000 divided by 12 months is about $5,800 a month. That number is important please make a note. The raise was $5,800 a month before taxes. Okay. She proceeds to tell me that with their bonus money, they're going to throw a party, a vacation to Florida, for 12 families and themselves, so 13 families total. Now, I don't travel a lot, but I know travel is expensive. And let's just say that that's around, and I think this number's low, $1,000 a person, a little more. So 14 people, times two, I'm sorry, there we go. I was like, what am I doing? The math is wrong. No, it's couples and kids. But let's just count the couples. That's 13 families times two, 26. That's $26,000 of that $100,000 gone. And I know it seems like such a sweet thing to do. I disagree. I think it's more ego-based than it is sweet. Trying to impress the relatives. Dopamine rush. That instantaneous gratification monkey has so much control of her brain, she doesn't even recognize the stupidity and ineffectiveness of doing something like that. Then out of the $100,000, you got to take the taxes, we'll say $20,000. Do you see how $50,000 of that is already gone? And she's got about $50,000 less. She intends to take the other $50,000 and buy a beach house in Galveston. Well, I have multiple properties in Galveston. Have had multiple properties in Galveston. I have one now, my personal weekend home. Those things, a basic one is about $800,000. So let's assume that she wants to keep her payment as low as possible. So she takes that $50,000, takes another $150,000 out of savings, and puts $200,000 down on that beach house. So they're only financing $600,000. Well, that's going to give them a mortgage of about $3,000 a month. The taxes on an $800,000 home will be about $2,000 a month. The insurance, because it's on the coast and you have to have windstorm, is going to be about $1,500 a month. When you add those three together, $3,000 mortgage, $2,000 for taxes, $1,500 for insurance, you come up with $6,500 a month in liabilities. Test. What was the number that I gave you earlier and told you to remember? 5,800. The raise was for 5,800. She just took on $6,500 debt. Do you see why the poor stay poor? Why the middle class stay middle class? It's because they buy liabilities first, telling themselves, I'll buy assets later. With what money? They just went from living paycheck to paycheck. They picked up $5,800 in income and went and spent $6,500 a month for the next 30 years. Do you see the problem? When you buy the toys first, you don't have any money left over to ever buy assets. The poor and the middle class, they're the ones who have it backwards. They buy the toys first, putting themselves in a position where they have little to nothing to save. They can't buy income-producing assets as a result. They remain broke all their lives and don't retire, ever. Which leads me to what we'll talk about the moment we come back from the break. Middle class has nothing to do with income. It has everything to do with your mentality. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're kind of talking about so many people want to define the middle class as between, I believe it's $42,000 a year and $124,000 a year is the pretty standard definition for middle class. But I don't agree with that. I know some people who make, you know, that's 10 grand a month at the top, and they have incredible lifestyles. All they have is 10 grand a month in passive income. They don't work. They travel. They have fun. Incredible lifestyle. I know some people, though, that make 500 grand a year, and they're still living paycheck to paycheck. That's middle class. You're not rich. You have no passive income. You're still middle class because you've still got the middle class mentality. Middle class is a mentality, just like millionaires have a mentality. And if you want to study this, there's multiple books out there on the millionaire mindset or the millionaire mentality. I think Whetstone is the name, is the author you should look for. I think it's The Millionaire Mentality by Whetstone. You'll see, it's not about how much money you make, it's about your quality of lifestyle. And there's people that make 10 grand a month with incredible lifestyles. There's people that make 100 grand a month with incredible lifestyles. But I know people that make 100 grand a month and their life sucks. They're miserable. They're in jobs they hate. They have no peace of mind, no time. They're constantly traveling. Money doesn't give you automatically a high quality of lifestyle. You got to design your life. That's a whole nother show. Let's go to Bill in Cyprus, who has been kind enough to call into the show. If you've got a question for me, feel free to join in. Don't worry about what I'm discussing. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Good. Trying to do good, at least. Doing income tax. Fun. I did work on a house.
Okay.
I owned the house and redid everything, basically. And one thing is the CCA said that everything that I've done is depreciable over 27 and a half years.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah, you can accelerate it. But yeah, it's 27 and a half years.
Okay, now that one sounds right, but I got another house. Lucky me, I had a tree fall in the garage, crushed the garage. Insurance says it was a detached garage, and so they only paid 20% of the policy or something like that. And long story short, it cost me almost $22,000 out of pocket.
Okay.
He's saying that that's depreciable over 27 and a half years. To me, that's a be it's a damage that you'd be in that year. You know about that?
Yeah, that I didn't know that you had to depreciate catastrophe repairs. I thought, oh boy, I could be in trouble because I don't depreciate catastrophe repairs. I write them off that year.
Well, I've had, this is the third CPA I've had questions with where they were wrong. But two of them I know were wrong. And this one here, I'm wondering, you know what I mean?
Okay. A friend of mine also named Bill may be listening. He's a CPA. Bill Pilkington, if you're listening, call me right now. I'm going to fire an email to you, see if I can get you to call in. I'll get that answer for you after the show, Bill, if you'll fire me an email. It's just steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And if Bill calls in, we'll get that question answered today.
Or do you have a tax lawyer?
He is a tax. Well, he's a tax. He's a tax CPA specialist in real estate. I do have a tax lawyer, but I'd rather talk to Bill.
All right.
Okay, fire that email, Bill.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Steve.
You betcha. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, anybody has a question, give me a buzz. If I can't answer it, I've got a team that can. One of my team members can answer any doggone question you can ask. I can answer most of them, 70-80%. That other 20 or 30%, I've got CPAs, I've got attorneys, I've got roofers, I've got mortgage companies. I got friends, a complete set of great friends in the industry in every aspect of real estate investing. So give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Ask, or just Steve is fine. I keep forgetting. Just steve@totalwealthacademy.com. All right, let's get back to my argument that the middle class is not an income. It's a mentality. Because people are so shocked by this. Do you know that high income earners, 50% of them, 50% live paycheck to paycheck? Under $100,000 a year, it's 68% live paycheck to paycheck. You would think that, you know, if you made $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, you'd be out of that. But with the middle class mentality, you never get out of it, no matter how much money you make. See, what my friend should do is cancel that vacation, take that $80,000 and go buy an apartment complex or passively invest in an apartment complex or self-storage or senior living. And take that $70,000 a year and do the same thing with it. And stay right where they're at. But that instantaneous gratification monkey is all over her brain. Controlling her, manipulating her, getting the ego involved. Yeah, let's show off how much money we make. Let's take everybody on a vacation. Sweet. I don't believe it's sweet. I believe it's completely ego-based. But you could argue with me, I guess. It is important, so important for each of you to understand passive investing, to understand how to build a second stream of income. You've got to come see me and let me show you what we're doing. Because the way it's supposed to be done is take that $80,000, put it in a passive investment, take the $70,000 a year extra they're getting annually, put it in passive investing, and maybe it's 5 years before they buy the beach house. But they buy it with their investment income, not their earned income. See, toys, wealthy people pay for their toys with investment income. Wealthy people don't pay for their cars out of their earned income. You know, those Ferraris, Lamborghinis, McLarens, they're not buying those with earned income. They're buying it with investment income, their passive or second stream of income. You know, and it's so simple why they do it when you talk, when I explain it. But you got to be going, how did they know to do that? Because the rich teach their kids differently than the poor and middle class. It's not that the poor and middle class don't want to teach their kids the right things about money. They just can't. They don't know. I mean, go ask your mom and dad these questions. Mom and dad, do you know how to read a P&L? Mom and dad, do you understand NOI and how it affects the value of your investments? Do you understand what a capitalization rate is? What are they going to say? They're going to say they don't. How could they possibly teach you when they don't know how to do that? They can't. They love you. They want to help, but they don't know how. It's up to you to come to Total Wealth Academy, and we'll teach you what the rich are teaching their kids. And then the wonderful thing is, you can teach your kids the right thing to do. See, if you don't take my course or one like it, you're going to teach your kids the same thing you did. It didn't work for you. You think it's going to work for them? You're damning your children to the same fears and insecurities, worries about money that you suffer with. And by the way, all my memberships include your spouse and your kids. Your kids, by the time they're 18, should be able to answer every question I just asked. By the time they're 18, they should be able to read a P&L. They should understand net operating income, NOI. They should understand cap rates. They should understand cash flow. Are you going to be able to teach them? I know it's painful. I know I'm kind of grinding into the wound. But there's a certain group of you who need that. So I hope that helps. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, I'll start answering these emails you guys have sent me. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and a couple of you have emailed questions, so let's head into those questions. A few of you asked me some rather lengthy questions, so I'll save those till after the show. You gave a lot of personal information, so I'm not going to read those out loud during the show. I will, however, get to you immediately after the show. I got a Zoom meeting for about 30 minutes, so it'll be within an hour. The first one from Eva that I want to address is, she's just asking how to find Total Wealth Academy. The easiest thing is to come to our free sample class. We have one coming up this Thursday evening. We also have a Greek Expo coming up, a Greek celebration with Greek food, wine, beer, and we're going to do case studies of commercial deals. We're going to do, this is open to anybody, by the way, members, guests, non-members, anyone who wants to test the waters at Total Wealth Academy. This Greek Expo is a lot of fun. This is the third one we've done. We did a crawfish expo. What did we do last time? Oh, a German expo. This one's Greek expo. At the end of the year, we're doing a Jamaican expo. So we really enjoy some good food, but we're learning at the same time. There's about 3 to 4 hours of training before we go out and enjoy the food and drinks. But during that training, this Saturday, you will see a case study of a mobile home park, case study of a strip shopping center, no, office building. So mobile home park, office building, simple value play apartments, and a really cool thing called a hybrid apartment complex. And you'll see case studies from 4 sponsors or syndicators that will explain exactly how we're making money with these deals so that you can see what it would be like to be in those type deals and what types of returns you can get and so on. So you got a choice. You can go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class. That's this Thursday evening. Or, and this is for everybody, not just Eva, if you would like to come meet us, come check out the Greek Expo. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/Greek Expo. TotalWealthAcademy/Greek Expo. Pick whether you want a gyro or a chicken kebab sandwich and reserve a seat and meet us there. There should be about 400 people there. All right. Thank you, Eva, for the kind words, and I look forward to meeting you. Okay, next one is from, I think I better leave this anonymous. Self-directed IRA. This one is self-directed IRA. You are almost doing this right. You're a little off. And the only thing I see, anonymous, is you've got an IRA self-directed. The only thing you could do to improve that, roll that self-directed IRA into a self-directed 401 trust. The self-directed IRA gets hit with UBIT tax, unrelated business income tax. The 401 doesn't. Everything else you've done is perfect. And even using the IRA is perfect. But you can even improve that a little bit by going to a 401 trust. So call Mark Pilkington. Mark Pilkington, AmericanIRA.com. AmericanIRA.com. Now, the name is a little deceptive. They work with IRAs, 401ks, you name it. They can help you roll that self-directed IRA over into a 401, even if you already have the money invested in real estate, which it appears you do. But congratulations on your success. It's pretty impressive stuff. But yeah, that's the only thing I would change. Okay, let's go to the next question. Looking for licensed property managers. Real property management is my favorite. And it's because Joni, who runs it, is phenomenal. She was running an apartment complex, and one of my students, this is just how great a person she is. She made a mistake. It was caught by the owner. She didn't make excuses. She freaking solved the problem. So not only is she a great property manager, if she does make a mistake, she fixes it immediately. No ego, no embarrassment. No, oh, let me go solve that. That's what I love to see, because nobody is perfect. Well, I take that back. Joni's perfect because she solves any problems if she has one. She's great at single family management, apartment complex management. Yeah, check her out, Anthony. And let me pull this up while we're sitting here. Real Property MGT. It's realpropertymgt.com. And what you do is you just type in your zip code, 77449 in my case, click locate, and it will tell you how to find Joni. So best of luck. And, you know, it doesn't say whether you're looking at single family or apartments. I guess I better say my usual spiel. If you're under 20 houses, don't use a property manager. If you're doing apartments, I don't care what level you're at, you can use a property manager. But especially on those big ones, especially if it's your first deal, the bank is probably going to require you to use a property manager to qualify for the loan, and she can help you with that. Okay, next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And that's open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, let me get rid of rental application process. Chris, oh, this is one of the long ones. Sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to start this one. I will go over the rental application. I'm probably going to call you. It's just too long for email. Let's see, what's next? Okay, that's property manager again. Kashawn, if you want to be a wholesaler, step one is not locating deals. Step one is building your buyer's list. So the first thing you want to do is join Total Wealth Academy and other clubs. You're going to want to be a member of multiple clubs and build a buyer's list of about 40 buyers. 40 buyers. I would not start looking for deals until you have about 20 buyers lined up. You're going to need business cards, and that's about it. But yes, you can join Total Wealth Academy and wholesale deals to the other members. They'll be ecstatic, to be honest with you. All right, thanks to Sean. All right, next question. Nope, that's a long one. Looking for a simple booking calendar. Kim, that's really not something I can answer. I'm not sure what you mean by a booking calendar, unless you're talking about those where you click and it and you can set an appointment with somebody, is what I'm assuming, but I can't help you with that. But I do know somebody who can, so I will forward you their contact information, and they can answer that for you. Okay, and one more. Oh, John, buy rental property cash or have a mortgage, never pay real estate in full. Never. It will reduce your cash on cash rate of return by 80%, sometimes 90%. And even if you've got a bunch of them with mortgages, some people make the mistake of thinking the goal is to pay off the property. It's not. It's not. Never pay off real estate. That is a poor and middle class belief. It's based off the fact that the poor and middle class expect to retire broke, so they wouldn't have money to pay a mortgage. That, again, that's a poor and middle class belief. So John, do not pay cash for real estate. Keep a mortgage on them. And when there's too much equity, refinance them, pull that equity out, and go buy more real estate. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.